T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Just the last 2 weeks, lots of stories about Iran and the escalating tensions in the Middle East, and the United States taking things very seriously. Congressman Rob Whitman, the Republican who represents the 1st Congressional District, serves on the Armed Services Committee. He joins us this morning. I understand, Congressman Whitman, that you and your colleagues were briefed on Iran yesterday. What happened? What can you tell us?
That's correct. Yeah, we had a briefing yesterday that was pretty extensive about the viewpoints of the administration, the things that they are doing, and how they view the situation. It was good to get a little more detail. There are some elements in the briefing that are at a different level of classification that we weren't able to get. But I think the important part of it is to understand, you know, that there is an international view on this, and that is other nations are appreciating that we are taking this issue head on with the Iranians.
They're happy about it. They're not nervous, and they don't think we're overreaching, because, you know, that's what we normally hear. Oh, America is a meddler and we're awful. So
sure. Well, what's happening here is I think sending out the signals at the very beginning to say, hey, listen, this aggressive behavior and an escalation of efforts by the Iranians are not going to be tolerated. And what we're seeing with that, at least right now, is a de-escalation of that. And, of course, the administration, Secretary Pompeo, Secretary Shanahan have both said the last thing the United States wants is a conflict. And I'm in full agreement with them. In fact, I'm a firm believer that if there is anything that escalates into a conflict, and obviously they'll have the ability to directly defend our men and women in uniform in that region, especially in areas in Iraq, then they can do that. But I'm a firm believer that there needs to be, on any situation like this, and I don't want us to be there, but if we did get there, there needs to be an authorization of the use of military force by Congress, which, as you know, hasn't happened in the past. I mean, when we've seen these instances where we've gotten into these conflicts, they start on a smaller scale and then ramp up, and then there's not the type of congressional involvement that I believe that there needs to be.
It's interesting, in D.C. and in the United States in general, the conversation about Iran is, you know, a cocktail party conversation for a lot of people. We're not dealing with it. If you live over there, Iran really does have reach when they're paying people $50,000 to kill police officers or to kidnap Americans or kidnap Europeans or even kidnap people that they don't like. You know, then it becomes a very real issue. So I can imagine that people who live in the region are happy to have the Americans with the white hat show up to try to bring some peace to that. Can you tell us what exactly happened that would warrant sending the Lincoln Carrier Group to the area? Is there anything specific, or is it just a sense that things were going south?
Well, the intelligence is that the Iranians were positioning particular assets in ways that could threaten U.S. forces, specifically in Iran, that Iranian-backed Shia militias in Iraq were ramping up in ways to where they could threaten and go after our forces there. Also, what they were doing in other areas and positioning weapons, i.e. missiles, in other ways, gave us concerns about what they were getting ready to do. What we were able to gather with intelligence put us in a position to say, let's make sure that we send a message back that this type of behavior is not going to be tolerated. The same with moving our personnel out of the consulates and the embassies there. Now, some folks have said, oh, you know, it's an overreaction. But remember, you know, it was It was during the same period of time, a number of years ago, that the Iranians took hostages, U.S. hostages.
Right.
And, of course, you're sort of darned if you do, darned if you don't. You know, once that somebody says you overreact, but then if you don't act and something happens, people say, well, gosh, you knew about this. Why didn't you Why didn't you take them out? So there's a precautionary tale there. As you know, the British diplomat the other day that made a comment had pulled that comment back, saying that it was not the proper reaction for the U.S. to pull out their employees at the consulate and at the embassy. So, And the other nations, I think, are appreciative of what we've done to really take this head on. And I believe that there is a threat there. You know, if you're going to err on the side of taking care of our folks, I mean, I'd much rather take them out and later find out that, well, maybe it wasn't necessary then to not take them out and have something happen and then say, gosh, why didn't you do it? You know, you could have just as easily taken them out. So I think they've done the right thing there. And, you know, what we heard yesterday was Secretary Pompeo, Secretary Shanahan, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Dunford, were all emphatic about saying, our effort is not to get into a conflict. It's to de-escalate the conflict.
Do you
send messages to Iran that we want them to stop?
Yeah. Do you think that this is a reaction from Iran because they're on the ropes, that President Trump pulling us out of the deal, declaring some of their structural institutions to be terrorist organizations and hopefully cutting off some of the funding that they've got, that we've got them back in a position where they have two choices? They can cry mercy, which they're not inclined to do, or they can threaten to cause trouble. But we're winning compared to the Obama years, when I think we were trying to be nice to somebody who wants to cut our throat.
That's right. No, I think these sanctions are having an effect for all those people that said, oh, you know, U.S. sanctions aren't going to have an effect. I do think that they are putting significant strain on the Iranian government. I mean, you see the things that they normally do. You know, they support Hezbollah. The funds going to Hezbollah now have essentially dried up. You look at what's happening internally in the country, the things that the government can no longer do because they don't have the resources that came from the purchase of oil and other commodities from that nation into the international trade areas just aren't happening. So, yes, I do think this is a reaction to the pressures they're feeling from the U.S. sanctions.
Well, it's dangerous, but it was dangerous anyway. So I'd rather us be on the offense and try to smother our opponent rather than fan them back to life. U.S. Congressman Rob
That's
Whitman,
right.
The Republican who represents the 1st District on the Armed Services Committee. Really appreciate you joining us this morning and sharing that insight. Thanks.
Thanks so much, John.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.